Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2365, How to Fall in Love with Your Exercise Routine by Kathy Robinson of AthenaWellness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, I'm going to jump right into today's post. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Fall in Love with Your Exercise Routine by Kathy Robinson of AthenaWellness.com. I'm going to let you off the hook right up front. You can stop doing the exercise you dread. If you want to stay healthy and fit as you age and get between the recommended 150 and 300 minutes of movement per week, I've got great news. There's lots of ways to do it and have fun in the process. The key is to get that first 2.5 hours in each week. There are additional benefits of getting more, but those first 150 minutes are essential. Regular movement has been shown to boost mood, sharpen focus, reduce stress, increase energy levels, reduce body fat, reduce the risk of disease, and improve sleep. Despite all the benefits, it can be difficult to stick to an exercise program. Forcing yourself to do exercises you don't enjoy will only last so long before your willpower gets depleted. Conversely, if your view of exercise is something that can release stress and be pleasurable, you'll be more likely to do it. Once that endorphin release is experienced on a regular basis, it will fuel the desire to do it again. The goal is to find an activity or group of activities that uplift and energize you mentally, physically, and spiritually. Here are some fun ways to brainstorm activities if you don't know where to start or are looking for some new suggestions. 1. What did you like to do as a kid? Children naturally engage in activities that include functional movement patterns such as pushing, pulling, squatting, lunging, hinging, rotating, and walking. What did you gravitate toward when you were growing up? 2. What activities have you always wanted to try? When I was in my early 40s, I wanted to learn how to surf. In those days, I worked out with a trainer, and for several months, we worked on movements in the gym that would mimic getting and staying on a surfboard. I was ready when the time came, but let's just say surfing didn't come all that naturally to me. But I got in a few great workouts in that week trying something new. 3. What activity just makes you smile? I heard a story of a woman who used to ice skate when she was younger and hadn't been on skates for decades. Later in life, she gave it a go and found she loved gliding on the ice. She has no desire to compete or work on her form. She just wants to feel the breeze on her face as she rounds the rink each morning. As you give these deep desires some thought, consider your personality preferences. Would you prefer to do an activity solo or with a group? In the privacy of your own home or in public? Do you prefer being indoors or out? On land or in water? Do you like activities where you can compete with others or yourself? Do you like the feeling of teamwork? Are you working with a physical limitation or injury? Do you prefer a set schedule or flexibility? Once you find what suits you best, experiment by mixing and matching. Play with your parameters. Try things out and see how you feel before, during, and after. If it's not a great fit, move on to something else. Just keep moving. To further elevate your level of enjoyment, here are a few things that can increase your feel-good vibes and keep you motivated. 1. Connect with your why. Remind yourself why you're doing this in the first place. I believe keeping well is all about being able to do the things that light you up with the people you love. Keeping my body healthy and strong simply allows me to enjoy life. 2. Connect with your body. As you move, feel your muscles loosen, your blood flow, yourself getting stronger, the afterburn and all the goodness throughout the day. Give thanks for what your body can do today, while looking forward to how it will change and what it will be capable of doing tomorrow. 3. Doing something that feels good. Enjoying the fresh air, walking or hiking in nature, clearing your mind, in silence or with music, alone or with others, playing. One of my favorite workouts in recent memory was with a group of friends early on a Sunday morning. We carried some equipment to a nearby empty playground and set up a circuit using the monkey bars and other structures, and had a great workout with some resistance bands and kettlebells. 4. Try something new. A new sport or activity, a virtual race or challenge, an event for charity. In recent years, charity events have been great motivators and have pushed my limits, whether it was learning how to road cycle or running speed intervals to train for a 10K event. And 5, practice self-compassion. Give yourself the grace to accept where you are today. Enjoy the changes you're making. Acknowledge the challenges and celebrate the progress. Movement is a lifelong commitment. There will be days you crush it and there will be days when you don't. It's all part of the process. And don't forget to build in rest days too. May you enjoy the feeling of moving your body and having fun. Fall in love with having more energy. Fall in love with feeling more strength, flexibility, and balance. Fall in love with feeling healthier. Feeling good will keep you going. Because what's the best exercise? The one you keep doing. You just listened to the post titled, How to Fall in Love with Your Exercise Routine by Kathy Robinson of athenawellness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Something that I wholeheartedly agree with was when today's author, Kathy, mentioned connecting with your why. This concept can be applied to pretty much anything in your life. In fact, I make my students perform this practice regularly. I've had to use this technique myself on many occasions. I'll explain. When things start to feel really difficult at work, at school, at home, when sticking to a diet or sticking to a workout, it can really challenge our ability to stay motivated. For my students, this happens around the 12th week of the semester. They've received lots of new material that they've had to learn over the past 12 weeks. They've been tested on it multiple times, and yet still there's another month of work to get through until final exams. So this is around the time they start asking themselves, why am I bothering putting myself through school? Why am I putting myself through all of this extra stress? I've asked myself these same questions when I was in school, or when I held previous jobs, or when I take the time to plan my meals. And I ask myself this question a lot during particularly grueling workouts. Why am I putting myself through this pain voluntarily? Why indeed? Well, when we need to get ourselves moving or back on track towards our goals or find the motivation to finish our workout, we should be asking ourselves this question. We need to remind ourselves why we're doing it. When my students respond, they remember that they want to ultimately help others someday. My students are future dietitians in training, after all. When I'm ready to stop my workout because I'm too tired, I remember that I want to be the best version of myself I can be. Asking the why can be a tremendous motivator. It can give you that little boost you need to continue moving towards your goal, that higher purpose you have, that better version of yourself that's just around the corner. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing this show with someone and listening every day. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.